Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It's impressive. Somebody had said something to me on Twitter, and I was like, he definitely should win, and he's been balling. I mean, obviously, it's no secret that Josh Allen is amazing, you know, as far as, like, seeing him game in and game out. He's making those plays. It's not new to me at all. You know what I'm saying? It's not new to nobody in the league. I feel like it's just his respect kind of coming full circle, finally getting that credit that he deserved. He's playing at a very high level. I feel like he deserves it. You know what I'm saying? The only person that you can kind of compete with is Lamar Jackson, who's playing a hell of the ball too. Yep. But damn, it could be some tough decisions towards the end of the year, whoever's making those decisions, because the boys are going crazy.
Look who it is. Stephon Diggs on with Kyle Brandt. I made a note today about Diggs, just how, among other things about this season that have been so much fun, and, you know, it's pretty relaxed with the Bills, is that we just have not had to... There's no burden to think about him or talk about him or Xavier Worthy or even Xavier Leggett, you know, another player that the Bills traded out and was drafted at wide receiver. Coleman's been enough. Really, McConkey is the guy in there that's maybe the best so far this year, but they're 11-3 and there is, like, Diggs got hurt. But it just seemed like so likely to me going into the season that we would just be like looking over our shoulders all year, or looking out the window and seeing Diggs over there, Worthy over here, and, oh, why didn't the Bills just do this instead? And it has just not been that at all.
Oh, you scored 30 points or more in a row, 8 games in a row, the second leading scoring team in the league. Like, the offense has not missed a beat, really. It might even be more potent than it was with all the variety that they've got. So, yeah, I mean... the way that when the year started, I agree. I thought we'd be all year, but the Bills have been good enough that even if Diggs were healthy and had 65 catches, I don't think I wouldn't be obsessing about it. I don't think, because what do we care the most about is the results here, and the results here have been fantastic.
With us now, the legend, round ball enthusiast, deck builder, credenza knower, Trista Crick. Formerly of BetMGM tonight. What else should I put in? You're moving soon.
In fact, I am having someone come over today to buy a credenza, buy a used credenza from me.
Is it the credenza we know, what we've heard about, that you got from your neighbor?
No. It's a credenza I've had from maybe a decade. And I got it from CB2, which is like a cute little kind of, I don't know, it's mid-tier brand. Anyway, I've had it for a decade, and I'm selling it for $300. I think I paid $600, so $300 of renting it for 10 years. Pretty good, I'd say.
How many of these items do you have? Because these are not small pieces of furniture, and to be having, like, lugging around extra ones. I mean, are you just replacing this one with one that you recently acquired and refinished or something?
No, I'm just downsizing everything. I'm getting rid of everything that I don't want to put in storage, because storage units are way more expensive than I thought. Way more. I thought it would be, you know, $50 a month. No. You want to get 10 by 15 storage unit? Oh, boy. It's going to be a couple $100 a month, easily. So I'm getting rid of all the stuff that is taking up a lot of space that I can easily replace when I fully move into Portland. I am going to be on the West Coast full-time starting right before probably the beginning of January. So anything that I can get rid of now and not have to lug across the country,
right,
and I can replace easily, I'm going to sell.
Put that, whatever that dollar amount would be, into your equation there when it comes to what the value of this transaction is.
Exactly.
You know?
That's the thing, too. You have to just sell the things that you can easily buy used on, like, Facebook Marketplace. I'm a huge Facebook Marketplace girl. It's the only reason I still have Facebook at all.
Yeah, Bulldog just bought a guitar there, I think.
I used Facebook Marketplace to purchase a guitar that's in the room with us, because I stopped on the way here and didn't want to leave it in the cold truck all afternoon. Well, I've never felt as old as I feel right now. You're telling me about a couple $100 for a storage unit. My first apartment was a 3-bedroom apartment. Utilities were not included, but total $300. Like, so $100 a piece was my first apartment.
Yeah, you sound like my mom.
You're paying double that to put stuff in a garage.
Yeah, she's like, back in my day, we used to just see a sign on the road and just be like, okay, I'll live here. And I'm like, yeah, that doesn't work like that anymore, Mom. You need 40 times rent. You need referrals. You need all kinds of extra paperwork, cosigners, who knows.
Trista, it's been a while. Let's check in with you on this bill season, which, as we were just talking about, really couldn't be going much better.
Yeah, I think the thing that's really great about this season, you guys were kind of talking about right before I came on, is just that there's, like, no real drama or storylines. There's nobody that's upset. There's nothing that we're, I guess, like, the Haley Steinfeld, like, engagement's kind of the only major storyline that's come out, and everything's all good, you know? This team has found ways to win and have a productive offense without a top-tier wide receiver on the team. Like, there's nobody that you could say is like an A-list receiver. Everybody's stepping up and doing what they do. Ray Davis has been a nice surprise. James Cook still doing the damn thing. And Josh Allen solidifying himself that he can put the whole team on his back and be the damn MVP. So he's now, like, I think, minus 700. To win the MVP, so I think it's probably dead. I think it's probably done in terms of betting on anybody else. A couple of big signature wins. Obviously, that win against the Lions last weekend in Detroit was kind of what put the cherry on top for him.
So where are you with them? Mike's right, it has been a while. I feel like the last time we talked to you, you still were like, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it come playoff time sort of vibe. Have they won you over yet?
I mean, it's the same, guys. Like,
it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
We hate the Chiefs. We think they're not very good. We think maybe they're fugazi this year. And that's just, like, not something I'm going to get pulled into. No matter how good the Bills look in the regular season, I'm just not getting pulled in. I just can't. I'm sorry. I really hope I'm wrong. I really do. And I hope this is the year where there's the breakthrough. And I really would love to see Bills-Lions Super Bowl. Just an amazing encapsulation of two fan bases that really deserve success. Two fun offenses, right? That's what I want to see. And that's what I hope we see. I can't get there until I see it with my own two eyes. I never will. It's just like nothing will change my mind.
And no offense, but you won't be actually seeing them play with your own two eyes in person this year, because you've kind of felt like maybe the jinx when it's come to the Bills. So I'm assuming you're not coming up since you're moving to, you know, the West Coast.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that to you guys. I'm just not going to. Obviously, when I come to a game and during playoffs, you lose. So I'm gonna stay away.
Enough of that.
And that's my gift to Buffalo. That's my gift.
There it is.
Well, we'll miss you, but well done.
MVP. So I've had the door cracked open for Barkley if he can break the rushing record, and maybe Allen will have to falter. But last week didn't advance him in that, and Allen was spectacular again. And, you know, Jackson is right there. What do we think we all know about Lamar Jackson? Struggles against Pittsburgh. And so he's got an island game here on Saturday against Pittsburgh where he's putting up a better season than he did last year when he won. If that goes well, I mean, this isn't exactly a problem for Allen, but in terms of the perception of the voters, they've got three games left that they should almost definitely win. New England, Jets, Patriots, if they're even all meaningful, which you can't hold that against him if he gets pulled in the first quarter because they've clinched something. So it's really almost his, and the odds reflect that.
Yeah, and I think that for whatever reason, no matter how good Lamar has been this season, no matter how good Joe Burrow has been this season, I think voters, fans, the perception is that we don't really know what to make of the AFC North as a whole, and we don't know what teams we can really trust. And the fact that the Steelers have kind of come out of nowhere and been a success, and everybody's beating up on everybody there, and obviously Cincinnati having it down here as a whole, it just kind of feels like the magic that we saw with the Ravens last year, we don't really believe it this year. And no matter what they do, I don't think we're being fooled. And again, the Ravens are kind of in the same spot as the Bills in terms of, like, great regular season team, have a hard time really succeeding in the postseason to expectations. So I don't see a world where Lamar Jackson wins it. I just can't get there.
With Trista Crick here for a couple of more minutes, what about the NFC for you at this point? With Detroit losing to Buffalo, tons of injuries there, Minnesota catches them in the standings. It seems to me that the perception of the Lions has changed a lot in a week, or maybe a little bit more than that, with all their injuries again, and Montgomery now included, and just defensively they were, with these injuries being real, like not able at all to stop the Bills. Maybe the Vikings are getting more respect here too at the same time, and Philly's good. What about the NFC?
Yeah, you know, we talked about the Vikings pretty early in the season, right? I said don't sleep on them, and you look up and all of a sudden they're the quietest 12-2 team in all of the NFL. And that's going to be key. And Sam Darnold's been balling. They haven't had a ton of injuries. Aaron Jones has been doing an awesome job coming over from Green Bay. So obviously you've got a plethora of weapons there. And Kevin O'Connell running an offense that I think has been pretty impressive. And the defense has really been what has sort of kept them alive. 7 wins in a row now for the Vikings. So, yeah, I think that they're a dark horse. I think Philly, probably with all of the reinforcements that they brought in on the back end in the draft and free agency, you know, their pass defense is way, way better than it was last year. And they really don't need Jalen Hurts to be Superman in order for them to win games, as we've seen pretty much all year. Saquon has been elite. And I think if I had to give it to one of those three teams, I would probably say the Eagles. They sort of figured out a lot of their issues. But again, you talk about injuries and A.J. Brown. I think you kind of have to monitor that too.
Trista, any questions for us? We got Christmas coming up here. Then you're moving. It seems like maybe, I don't know, if you're easily stressed, but this is kind of a stressful time of year, especially if you're moving across the country.
I'm a little easily stressed. Do you guys have any stress relieving Christmas holiday cheer advice?
Sure.
Gingerbread gummies.
Spiked apple cider. How's that for advice? Bam. Well, gummies and booze.
Nice.
I don't know that product actually exists, but I want to say I'd be a little surprised if it doesn't.
We answered your question with the speed of like the Family Feud with the two people up there hitting that buzzer. We could not have answered any faster.
Drugs. Alcohol.
Come on. What else? Give us a hard one.
What do you want? You meditation? Yoga? What do you want from me here? No. Get online, order a box of stuff. I don't know what to tell you.
I guess I had to know my audience when I asked that question.
I invited Trista to come to Foxborough. I've got a few people meeting there for the Week 18 Bills game. And she's like, I'm moving that weekend. The moves are coming over. I'm like, oh, great. You got help. You can come.
Right. And I said, I don't know about that. I got to make sure that I don't get fined for breaking things.
Bring the truck. Just have the movers come and wait.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to New England for the weekend.
Yeah, see ya.
See ya. At least you don't have that credenza to load into the truck. All right, well, congrats on that.
Exactly.
And everything else. Happy holidays, Trista.
Happy holidays. Hope to talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Trista Crick on the West Her Hotline. 4 o'clock today, Mike Giardi on the Patriots, and Ross Tucker at 5. The Sabres are looking for their first win in 11 games tonight in Montreal. Pregame at 6 with Paul. 803-0550 for your calls. You want to comment on something we discussed with her or the power rankings from earlier? That's great. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.